Welcome to The Pond, a place where laughter and learning go together like popcorn and a movie. Today, a few of the pond creatures decide to be cool.
From now on, my name is Rock.
But discover it has its disadvantages.
Sorry, guys, I can't play hoops with you today. Guys named Rock don't play basketball.
They don't?
I'm afraid not.
What do they do?
Well, as far as I can tell, they're movie stars, or just stand around and look cool. So, I guess I'm kind of stuck. I don't act.
Later, Tony gets to be Methuselah for a day.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm liking this.
But it, too, has its disadvantages.
Hey, alligator! My 47-foot yacht needs a tow!
Oh, boy.
It's all coming right up on The Pond.
There's a place that I like to go. Just around the bend, a stone soul from the end of the road. Come with me, I'll take you there. Let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond. What you find, be yourself, we don't mind. Kick off your shoes and wet your feet, have a seat, come on, catch the beat. Oh, let's go to the pond, come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond, we can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong creatures and friends who bind down at the pond.
Hop, bop, fish, flop, float, crawl, big and small, creep, fly, skitter by, wriggle, squiggle, buggy eye, waddle, paddle, things that swim, tackle, trim, and a bug that skims, twitter, glitter, dragonfly, catch a water bug and a butterfly.
Why don't you come?
It was an exciting time of day at the pond.
Here comes the mailman,
said Tony the frog. Like most creatures in this world, those at the pond love to get mail.
Let's see here. I've got Methuselah.
Thanks.
Tony.
All right.
And here's a couple for you, Floyd.
Thanks, mailman.
Hey, did you know a turtle isn't necessarily a tortoise, but a tortoise is always a turtle?
I'm not sure I knew that. I'm not sure I know that now.
Just a little trivia for you there.
You still have a lot of mail in that bag.
Of course. I haven't delivered to Slick yet.
Slick gets mail?
Are you kidding me? He's Slick.
Therefore...
Oh, Slick gets lots of mail. Once I got him on my route, I canceled my membership to the gym.
Wait a minute here.
Maybe we shouldn't pry into someone else's business,
said Methuselah, who truly is a polite alligator.
I don't want to pry. I just want answers.
As a United States postal worker, I'm afraid I cannot divulge client information. It's postal worker client privilege.
Can you divulge just a little?
Easy, Tony.
What's divulge? Is that something you should never do at the dinner table?
It just means give information.
Oh, that's a pretty fancy word, divulge.
I just want to know why he gets so much mail. He's just a salamander.
What? Slick is a salamander?
Is that against the law?
Of course not.
His real name is Lester.
Please, tell me no more.
I'm confused.
What did you think he was?
I was thinking maybe a python snake. You know, some large, cool, dangerous reptile. Think about it. His name is Slick. The name says it all.
Lester. His name is Lester. Let that talk to you.
Everyone wants to know someone named Slick, don't they?
I want to know someone named Candyman.
Mr. Mailman, you're saying he gets all this mail because his nickname is Slick.
Of course.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Have a good day.
And off the mailman went to deliver a large bag of mail to Slick.
Meanwhile, the others opened their mail.
Junk, junk, junk.
Oh, no. Another rejection letter.
What for?
Let me see that. Dear Floyd, thank you for your letter of intent to play basketball at Duke University. However, at this time, we feel our need for a turtle at power forward is not quite as strong as your need to go here. You sent them a letter of intent?
Thought I'd try.
What kind of mail did you get, Tony?
Junk, some coupons, more junk.
I can't wait until I'm older and can get bills.
Yeah, bills are cool.
A while later, Slick came by.
Hey, Lester!
That's Slick!
What is?
My name!
Tony, you've always called him Slick before. Don't stop now just because you're jealous of his name.
You're jealous of me? Wow!
I'm not jealous. I just didn't know a name can bring one creature so much popularity. If you don't mind, I'm a little troubled by that.
Slick, I have a piece of mail here for you that I got on accident.
Boy, you get a lot of mail.
I know. Let's see here. Oh, another recruiting letter.
Let me see that. Dear Slick, we'd love to have you consider playing point guard for Duke University. Please keep us in mind when you schedule your visits. Wow!
I don't even play basketball!
That name works wonders.
I have a hard time believing a name is that effective.
You believe what you want, big fella. From now on, my name is Rock.
Rock?
Rock.
Your name is Tony.
I don't know whom you're talking about. I'm Rock. Nice to meet you.
And the very next day...
I've got your mail here.
Things changed for Tony.
I got a lot of mail for a Rock. Must be some mistake.
Those are mine. Thank you very much.
Well then, who gets mail for Tony?
That's mine too.
Doesn't matter. I don't have any for Tony. Just Rock.
Man, look at all this mail. A bill! I have arrived!
Did you get much mail, Methuselah?
No, couple flyers, mostly junk. How about you, Floyd?
Just one, a love letter. Someone who calls me Rock.
That'd be mine, thank you very much.
How about you, Bill?
Nothing. From now on, I'm Buck.
Who?
Right then, the mailman returned.
Hey, I have one more letter here for a Buck. Any of you guys know a guy named Buck? Must be somebody pretty cool.
That's me.
That's you, Bill?
I don't know a Bill. Well, I know him if you have mail for him, but from now on, you can call me Buck.
Just then, a UPS truck pulled up.
I have a package for a Buck.
That's me.
Sign here, please. Thank you.
Wow, a package. You're the coolest, Buck.
Thanks, Rock.
What is it?
Who cares? It's a package. That's better than a bill, even.
If I'm really lucky, I'll get a bill in the mail for the package.
I don't know if I like this name-changing thing.
It's not about changing names, Methuselah. It's about getting cool. Or in my case... cooler.
That's what I was afraid of.
It wasn't long before everyone, except Methuselah, changed their name.
I have a little mail here for Tony, Bill, Floyd, Methuselah, and a bunch of mail for Rock and Buck.
Hey, what about me? I have a new name.
Oh, then this IRS audit notification must be for you.
Whoa, what name did you get?
Billionaire.
Ouch.
That's gonna cost you.
It sounded so cool.
Floyd tried a number of names.
And I also have a quarantine notice here.
Floyd, what did you call yourself this time?
Whooping cough. I just like the sound of it. Is it bad?
None of his names were going over very well.
And finally I have, well, it's not mail, just a couple of FBI agents.
Floyd?
What? Spy isn't a cool name?
Finally, Tony just gave Floyd a nickname.
And I also have a bunch of mail for Clown.
All right!
Most of the letters are in crayon, but hey, they're short.
Even better.
So Rock, Buck, Clown, and
Methuselah.
Methuselah had their names. And what about their business? Problem was, identities came with the names.
Sorry, guys. I can't play hoops with you today. Guys named Rock don't play basketball.
They don't?
I'm afraid not.
What do they do?
Well, as far as I can tell, they're movie stars. Or just stand around and look cool. So, I guess I'm kind of stuck. I don't act.
So, you're gonna just look cool?
I don't have a choice. How am I doing?
Not too bad.
And Bill soon discovered the limitations for a guy who's nicknamed Buck.
I like to read, and I have this great library. But I just don't think guys named Buck read much.
What do you suppose they do?
I kind of picture them in the Old West. you know, riding a horse.
Maybe you'll get a horse in the mail.
I hope not. Then everybody would expect me to ride it.
And Floyd, well, Floyd's nickname didn't change a thing.
I know how to pick 'em.
So Floyd and Methuselah had lots of fun doing the things they liked to do. But the others, they mostly stood around.
How do I look?
Good. Me?
That's not your good side. Turn the other way.
Like this?
Perfect. Now you're cool, Buck.
Thanks, Rock.
In fact, Bill and Tony got so into their new names, they stopped responding to the old ones altogether.
Who's the narrator talking about, Rock?
I have no idea, Buck.
After a while, the two of them got very, very bored.
Let's see. I've read all my mail twice. I've read all your mail twice. Now what?
Nothing. We're cool. We don't get to have fun.
It's like a job.
I look at it as a duty.
To society. That's good. It's our duty as guys named Rock and Buck to do nothing but look cool. Okay, that makes me feel better.
Man, I'm bored.
Let me see your mail again.
About then, something stunning happened.
Whee!
It was alligator riding time, and Slick was riding Methuselah.
Whee!
What's he doing? He's gonna blow the lid off of cool. He can't do that.
We should report him. Is there some sort of cool police?
Yee-haw!
Hey, guys, aren't you gonna ride?
Are you kidding? We can't. We're cool. Doesn't anybody get it?
Soon, Slick rode Methuselah over to Bill and Tony.
Bill and Tony? Never heard of them.
You guys gonna ride?
They're too cool. I didn't even know that.
Of course you didn't know that, clown. Slick, however, you know better.
I do?
Cool doesn't splash around and have fun like that. Haven't you seen any old westerns?
Cool? Who's trying to be cool?
You, me, and Buck.
We are? No, that's no fun. I like being me.
You? Your real name is Lester.
Right.
And you go by Slick.
Right.
So we're just doing what you do.
Wrong. See, my mom, who named me Lester, also nicknamed me Slick.
What? Your mother?
That's right. My mother.
Gentlemen, parents go to a lot of trouble to name their children.
And only they can come up with a nickname that's just right for you. Sometimes friends will do one, but it's not the same unless mom or dad call you by it.
You don't know how relieved I am. This nickname was ruining my fun.
I'm next on Methuselah.
Wait your turn, Tony.
Race you to him, Bill.
And that was the last time the creatures at the pond tried to be cool by changing their names.
Boy, am I glad to hear that. It was killing my back.
Go to lifeatthepond.com to find out about the pond videos.
This may be serious.
I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you talking.
Does a chicken have lips?
It was a competitive day at the pond.
I win,
said Tony, the frog. Today, you see, was the annual hopping contest. Bill the duck finished second.
It was a distant second,
Bill explained.
Frogs hop all the time. Ducks can hop a little.
Methuselah the alligator and Floyd the turtle finished last.
Just like last year, I never left the starting line,
said Methuselah, who sat there next to Floyd.
I can't hop a lick,
explained Floyd, who rarely can get 2 feet off the ground at once, let alone 4.
Well, Floyd, rest assured, I'll never hop. I've got 1,500 pounds on you.
And, as exciting as this day's events were, they ended shortly after they began.
When is the leaf-eating contest?
Not for a couple of months.
And the flying contest is in just a few weeks.
Eventually, each person won a contest or two every year.
Methuselah always wins the tug-of-war. Man, that's one I want to win.
Tony knew, however, he would never win a contest that required such brute strength.
Hey! I can hear you.
Because a frog has, after all, such skinny arms.
Okay, you said enough.
Tony, however, did not like this thought.
Would you?
Because, more than anything else, he wanted to be strong.
You got me there.
Why would you want to be anything else but Tony?
Look, I know I got a lot going for me. I'm green, I hop well, I can swim with the best of them, but there's nothing like brute strength.
I'd rather be a duck.
A duck over an alligator?
Ducks can fly. I can't fly.
Why would I fly if I could crush rocks with my mouth?
That's not good for your teeth.
I don't crush rocks with my mouth.
But you could if you wanted to.
Are they sugar-coated rocks? That would be really bad for your teeth. but tasty.
Bill, do you remember what Methuselah did when that tree fell on your book and you needed it right away?
He bit it in half.
He bit it in half. One bite. Blammo! Split it right in two. But you'd rather fly.
I'd rather fly.
Remind me not to call you if I'm ever pinned beneath something heavy.
I can fly for help.
But on this day, when Tony so much wanted to be like Methuselah, a very unusual thing happened.
It did?
The narrator, that's me, decided to grant Tony this wish, just for a day.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm liking this.
For 24 hours, Tony was Methuselah, an alligator.
Look out, world!
Immediately, Tony dove into the pond and swam as only an alligator can.
Woohoo! Hey, anybody want a ride?
Not a chance,
said Methuselah, who was now a frog.
I'm a frog.
For 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
What do I get to be?
A turtle.
All right!
Floyd, you're already a turtle.
All right!
Hey, watch me knock this tree down with my tail.
Use your power for good, Tony.
After a few hours of swimming...
Hey, look at me! I'm making a huge wave! Surf's up!
...and rather destructive behavior...
Uh-oh, I bumped a tree. Look out! She's coming down! Now, that one was an accident.
Tony was suddenly very tired.
Oh,
Being an alligator takes a lot out of you.
And he took a nap.
I need a nap. Right here in the sun, just like Methuselah does.
Tony?
I'm sleeping.
You promised to help me move some rocks from my front yard to my backyard?
I did.
Well, you didn't, but Methuselah did, and for 24 hours, you are Methuselah. You have to take on all his responsibilities.
Fine, I'll move a few rocks, then take my nap.
But, much to Tony's surprise...
These are boulders!
The rocks were rather large.
These should be orbiting the sun.
But Tony realized if he's gonna be Methuselah, he has to follow through with Methuselah's responsibility.
Couldn't he have agreed to have ice cream with Bill instead?
Eventually, Tony was done.
Man, am I tired. Well, there you go, Bill. I'm off to take a long nap.
You mean after you help Slick move his pianos?
Slick has pianos?
There's a lot you don't know about Slick.
Slick is a salamander. What would he do with pianos?
He's a collector.
And so, Tony went to Slick's house to help him move the pianos.
I just need them up those stairs.
Man, you live in a big tree.
Yeah, I live in the top. That tree house way up there. I'll just tie each piano to your back and meet you at the top.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I move them up there every couple of months, then back down once in a while. Methuselah always helps me.
He's nice that way.
One at a time, Tony moved the pianos up the stairs to the top of the tree where Slick had a treehouse.
You had to have grand pianos. You couldn't collect xylophones, oh no.
Once Tony was finally done...
Okay. Now I'm really tired.
He was hit with more bad news.
What's that noise?
It's your pager.
My what?
Methuselah always carries a pager in case someone needs help.
He does?
Yep. Looks like you have a message from Floyd. It says help.
So Tony, as Methuselah, went to see Floyd.
What took you so long?
I took long? I only stopped to catch my breath.
Methuselah never stops to catch his breath.
Well, I'm sorry. How can I or Methuselah help you?
I have a question.
Okay.
Where do mosquitoes go in the daytime?
Are you kidding me?
No, I never see them in the daytime.
They go away.
Where? Methuselah knows stuff like that.
Nobody knows stuff like that.
Methuselah does. If he doesn't, he knows how to find out. And right now, you're Methuselah. So, where do they go?
Just away, all right?
Away where?
To their homes.
I don't think mosquitoes have homes.
All right, then, to their caves. To their caves.
There are no caves around here. And another thing, how come penguins' feet don't freeze?
Okay, you know what? I can't answer these questions.
But Methuselah...
Methuselah is strong. That's what I wanted, and that's what I've been granted for one day, to be an alligator. I didn't, however, get his brain, though.
Oh, well, you got gypped.
If you want Methuselah, you'll have to find me. Or the frog, who's actually Methuselah right now.
Boy, maybe he can explain to me what you just said.
Right now, I'm going for some rest.
Did you already finish your shift?
What shift?
Methuselah, it turns out, volunteers at a nearby lake, helping pull stranded boats to shore.
Excuse me, could you hurry it up a bit down there? I have a lunch meeting back at the shore in a half hour.
I'm pulling as fast as I can. I'm tired. When's break time?
Break time? I see you here every other weekend, and you never take a break.
Well, I should take a break once in a while, don't you think?
Sure, but who would save boaters?
There's no backup. Can't you call AAA or something?
No, just you.
Oh, man, I must be crazy. Say, what's the problem anyway? Why did you need a pull across the lake? Is your boat broken down?
Oh, no. Gas prices are a bit high here at the lake, and I thought, hey, there's that nice alligator. I'll save myself some money and get a ride back.
I cannot believe you would do that to my friend.
What friend? I'm doing that to you.
Oh, that's right.
Meanwhile, back at the pond, Methuselah was trying to be a frog.
I'm hungry. And I don't like what frogs eat in general.
Well, here's a list of what Tony eats. You won't like it.
You're right. Don't frogs ever eat hamburgers?
Not that I know of. It's kind of hard to get a frog's mouth around a hamburger.
What if we grind it up in a blender?
I think I've heard enough.
Just then, Floyd came by.
I'm looking for an alligator frog.
I'm afraid that would be me today.
So you are Methuselah.
I am, although I don't feel much like it today.
I just have one question.
Okay.
Where do mosquitoes go in the daytime?
Not far. They just don't bite as much during the day, so it seems like they're not around.
So, how do you like being Tony the Frog, Methuselah?
Well, it's been pretty easy, but I feel like I'm not doing a very good job keeping up with his schedule. In fact, I can't seem to find his schedule.
What schedule?
This is what Tony does most of the time.
Sure, when we see him, but what about the rest of the time?
I think you're looking at it.
Meanwhile, Tony was busy working hard.
Too hard.
And really wanted to quit.
Boy, that's a good idea.
But he knew he couldn't.
I do.
Because Methuselah never quits, especially when he has a responsibility.
Not even once in a while?
Not even once in a while.
Hey, alligator! My 47-foot yacht needs a tow!
Oh, boy.
And so Tony towed and towed and towed. Then, when he was done, he went to the next thing on Methuselah's busy schedule.
Sleep, please?
Mowing lawns.
Riding mower?
Push mower.
What is wrong with this guy?
Tony was quickly learning that Methuselah's strength and character led him to be a very special servant.
Are these at least well-oiled push mowers? 'Cause my back...
And after mowing and mowing and mowing, Tony did the next thing Methuselah always did at this time.
Please let it be sleep. Please let it be sleep. Please let it be sleep.
He slept. Normally, he goes home and sleeps. But this day, he slept right in the middle of the freshly mowed lawn. The next day, he was thrilled to see Methuselah.
Boy, am I glad to see that you are you today.
And Tony never wanted to be someone else again.
Well, I wouldn't mind being that guy who makes cotton candy. You ever see him? He swirls that little handle around in that big metal container, and then sugar becomes cotton candy all over his stick and his arm. I mean, he's basically playing in sugar all day long. How can you beat that?
I said Tony never wanted to be someone else again.
I was just kidding. What, I can't kid the narrator? Sure I can.
Thanks for listening to The Pond. Pond radio shows and DVDs are available at Christian bookstores or online at lifeatthepond.com. Find out more about the pond creatures, see pictures of your favorite characters, and download free coloring pages. Also, go to lifeatthepond.com for special prices on the original Pond DVD.
Work together, work, work together. If you ever want to get something done.
Big Mouth Bass.
Why would I find her? I'd rather go find the measles.
Alligator Hunter.
Ah!
What?
My popcorn's gone.
Where's Methuselah?
The Little Things.
Plenty are the toys they give me.
The Rise and Fall of Tony the Frog.
I throw a wad of paper at a guy's front door and he says, thank you very much, throw something at me again tomorrow.
With lessons encouraging kids to love their neighbors, be careful with their toys, listen to their mothers, and pray for those who are unkind.
The Pond DVDs are a trusted help for parents. Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. The Pond is a member of HisKids.net, where parents can find many trusted programs for children.